Although there is no law against not fasting in public, a decree from 1981 orders the closure of public places during Ramadan. This violates Tunisia's constitution of 2014, which guarantees freedom of conscience and belief. The former Minister of Interior, who defended the decree, came under heavy criticism for his recent declaration that the non-practicing minority must respect the faith of the majority. Members of a Tunisian civil rights collective held a press conference last week, calling upon authorities to oppose any violation of individual liberties and ensure protection of freedom of conscience. Sana Ben Ashour, president of Beiti Association, criticizes the former interior minister's decision to close a food and drink establishment in the daytime.
The Minister of the Interior must not stand in the way of anyone's religious sentiment. He must protect everyone so as to let them practice their own beliefs, regardless of the beliefs. It's about protecting, not forbidding. What is freedom of conscience if, having chosen not to fast, I cannot exercise my freedom in a public space?
Every year, cafes and restaurants are forced to shut down during the fast and people are arrested for eating, drinking or smoking in public. Those few places that remain open can be spotted by their shutters partially pulled down or newspapers covering window fronts. La Marsa, a suburb of Tunis where many Westerners live, has a more relaxed environment with more food and drink venues open for business. Café Takina is a haven for non-fasters these days. Smoking a cigarette outside a café, a student called Mehdi gives his view on the right of not fasting.
I'm a non-practicing Muslim, though I still believe in God. In my opinion, public places should stay open. If a Muslim really has faith and wants to fast, he shouldn't be bothered by seeing an open cafe. He can just move on. It's not the end of the world. But for a cafe to be closed, it stops a lot of people from living in a normal way.
But not all Tunisians respect the freedom of others, mainly arguing that society must conform to the values of the Muslim majority and not hurt the fasters' sensitivity. Some are more radical. Sheikh Adel El-Elmi is a controversial preacher who's been known for cracking down on non-fasters to pressure them into fasting since the holy month started. He has filmed customers through hidden cameras inside public places during the fast. The imam shares his hostility against free conscience.
The Tunisian society must observe Ramadan. All cafes and restaurants must be shut by force in the daylight. And the police must step in and punish in order to ensure the practice of Islam. 99% of Tunisians are Muslims, so the 1% must respect the majority.
Since after 2011, religion seems to have become a more public affair as non-fasting people are targeted during the holy month of Ramadan. Coming out of a mosque in downtown Tunis, Samir, a liberal Muslim, explains how this change has become to affect him.
I used to walk along Rue de la Liberté holding a coffee. No one used to criticize me before the revolution. Now I do get criticized. It's becoming annoying. Your personal freedom is somewhat being questioned. But we don't let ourselves be pushed around.
More people like Samir are standing up for Tunisians' right to exercise the right to not fast in public. Until today, there has been no response from the government on violations against non-fasters, nor an apology from the former interior minister regarding his contentious statement. Authorities have failed to present the exact date and number of the 1981 decree, raising doubts about its very existence. That has prompted the civil rights collective to call for the suspension of the circular and for legislative reforms to ensure the protection of rights and liberties. Alessandra Bajek for Radio France International in Tunis.